have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and anything else our host wants to talk about. Neil Smith is the Vice President of Social Media and Innovation at Denham & Company, lives in Texas, loves the Spurs, and exploring the world with his family. Jay Cranda is the online pastor at Saddleback Church, lives in California, loves the Lakers and drinking black cold brew coffee, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMC Podcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Neil Smith, and after a long delay, I'm here with my friend Jay Cranda. Jay.
Dude, we have been on a hiatus, and we want to apologize.
No, Jay, I need to apologize because you said you were going to go on a hiatus. I didn't, and I told you I was going to record episodes, and I didn't. So I owe our listeners an apology. So I'm going to explain to you, Jay, and to everyone. So we actually just got on the line together, and we haven't even planned the episode. We're going to just have a conversation that's as natural as possible. So I went into conference season. I had the Right Now conference. I had an summit with the California Baptist. Then I had the Future of the Church conference with group. Some great times. But I didn't get any episodes recorded. I kept thinking, oh, I'm going to interview people with this and this. I just didn't know it, Jay. But I want to tell you what happened though, Jay, at these conferences. Every single one, people are like, hey, I listen to y'all's podcast. Mm-hmm. I listen to y'all's podcast. No, I didn't hear one person say, I read your blog. I listen to y'all's podcast and I love Jay. Y'all, he's so funny. So Jay,
I like it. That's an encouragement. You were speaking at some sweet conferences, which is awesome.
It was fun, exhausting. I feel like I've lived on the road. I'm in New York right now while we're recording, and I don't live here anymore.
Are you platinum at all? Like on any of these?
I'm platinum on American Airlines.
Oh, you are.
What's ridiculous is I'm platinum on American Airlines. I have status in Southwest and Virgin Airlines. It's a mess. 2017 is going to be different. That's what I keep telling my wife. Anyways, it's been a fun journey. I want to thank though, because what I'm hearing though is, Jay, we don't know who's on the other side of these. And a lot of times we don't get the response on social media, but I'm getting it face to face. I mean, so many people that I'm connecting with, like, hey, I listen to your podcast. I had another guy at the office that was like, hey, you guys hired Nils. Like, I listened to his podcast. Mm.
My thing is I actually, you talked to some of my staff was at the conference, and I know you, and I think you interacted with a couple of them, but one of the staff members came up and said, yeah, we're at this conference. I didn't even know they were at the Right Now conference.
Okay.
And they were like, we were listening to this guy talk about social media. And I'm like, yeah, Nils. And he's like, yeah. They're like, yeah, apparently you work with them. And I'm like, yeah, I do a podcast. What are you talking about? So it's just like funny how our worlds collide. But thank you for everybody who listens. We always love hearing feedback that encourages us. So
yes. So we are focused going, and you and I are having some brainstorms about 2017.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. And I would say I'm just hearing from a lot of you face to face. I'm re-energized, you know, about the future of this podcast, and we want to invest. We also, one of the things I heard, Jay, is that people do love the interviews. And so there's a lot of interviews. We want to have more guests and get more perspective. And they seem to like it when you make fun of me, but they don't like it when I make fun of you. And so somehow I'm harsh on you, and it's okay when you make fun of me.
It's my face. I just, even though this is mainly audio, it just doesn't make any sense.
He's so cute.
He's got such a sweet voice.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's pivot. Let's talk
social media.
So social media. Okay. So election, obviously. Election.
Yes.
Everybody, we've had a crazy political season. We've elected Donald Trump as our president, apparently. And there's all sorts of stuff. I actually been thinking about this. I've been thinking about this with the way the media handled this based off what's going on now. I think about a lot about with social media and just general, like working within a church. I wanted to get your perspective on this, that the media obviously called this wrong. Everybody was like, like even, I mean, I'm, you know, I, had so many people who just voted for Trump as well. And they totally didn't even understand that this was going to happen. They still even like, even the night Tuesday, they're like, there's no way this is going to happen. So often you think about how we have our data points wrong and how you think you know your community. And at the end of the day, you don't. And even CNN, Fox, parts of Fox News, MSNBC, overall media, they all thought Hillary was going to go in a landslide, was going to win, and Trump was going to get smashed. Obviously, the opposite happened. How do you avoid this in your church culture when you're trying to communicate to them effectively and also just understanding what they need? It, like, how do we avoid, like, not knowing how to, like, what our community wants? Because if the world is struggling with that, how do we as a church, how do we effectively actually understand our community and not just make a wrong guess like they did? I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
That's great. That's great. I think, and here's my opinion, is that I think pastors can do this too, just like the media did, is we just jump to assumptions. Since we hear a few people that are really loud about certain things, we make an assumption based on what we're hearing, but we're not really listening and we're not really taking the time to really listen well. And I think that's one of the powers of social media is, if I were watching social media pre-election, I would have said Donald Trump was going to win by 70%. You know, but I saw 70-80% more traffic on social media about Donald Trump than I did about Hillary. Not all good, you know, but engagement was there for sure. I at the end of the day, I don't think people really listen. I think they had their minds made up and they made assumptions based, and I don't know how they came to all these assumptions that were so wrong, but I think we do the same thing. I mean, in churches of, we don't spend enough time listening and we make assumptions based on what we hear or see, which is too often from a minority and not a majority. And then at the end of the day, we make decisions based on those assumptions.
Well, and I know the longer, like, especially churches that are, I mean, all churches should be thinking about how do you reach the unchurched and how do you bring them in? But I think about every year that passes that I walk with Jesus. I mean, I've been walking with Jesus now for 16 years. And so, like, I have now, I've majority of my life, I've walked with Jesus. And so I really, as much as I might think that I can peer in and I might watch things and I might be part of certain subcultures, but I'm a Christian. I mean, that's who I am. That's who my identity is. And so every time I move away, the less that, you know, that I understand exactly what does it mean to be an unchurched individual. So I think about churches, how we struggle with that. Like, we think like, oh, they're struggling with family, or like they really need more Christian music. That's what's going to bring them in. Great Christian music. And it's like, and I think about that, like, how do we effectively, and I agree, social media is such a great way to actually just doing stuff like Twitter searches and Facebook, looking at top words and Google rankings of things that are said in your geo area to actually understand, do you have a good pulse on the needs of your community? Because like stuff like, for example, if I was basing my understanding of who was going to get elected in California, 61% of Californians voted for Hillary. Yeah. Like, I'm in a California bubble. Yeah. So whatever I think, the people I'm running into, it's completely different from the rest of the country. And so like, I might make judgment off of the whole kingdom based off my bubble. And I think in Christian circles, we have our bubble of Christian, you know, being on staff and stuff. And I think a lot of times that becomes a barrier to actually reach and create compelling content and programs to help your community.
So how would you, so let's talk practically about social media. If you're a pastor and you need to get in tune with your community, where would you go on social media to listen and to pay attention to that trend outside of church people?
Yeah. So a couple things. I look a lot, I would go on Facebook and see some of your friends from high school or college, that are unchurched to kind of see what they're talking about, at least their tone. Yeah. I do a lot of like, just when I'm talking to people, I do a lot of questions of like, what are you watching? What's consuming you? Yeah. And then even the idea of I think Twitter is still really effective for the mass.
It's totally.
Their users are super committed. You know what I mean? Like, I think moments on Twitter are still powerful. So I do a lot of that stuff. Where I just search in, and then using tools, I can't think of the tool right now, but you can go on Google and you can see what words are searched in your county. think those are effective things. They kind of have pulse.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you? I think Facebook is probably going to be one of the worst in this area. It's because I'm with you. I'm an evangelical Christian who the majority of my friends are evangelical Christians. And so while Tim Tebow might trend for me, it's probably not trending for the lost people. You know, does that make sense in our city? Because it's a lot of Christians that are liking his stuff. And so if I'm like, oh, Tim Tebow and whoever else, you know, that evangelical Christians are engaging with is trending is not going to really give me a good pulse on the whole. And so Twitter, I think.
Wait, you're talking about Facebook. Facebook trends are not global. You mean when I have Lakers trending, you don't have Lakers trending? That's what you're telling me?
That is exactly what I'm telling you, is nobody cares about the Lakers outside of your bubble. I mean, I didn't even know they still had a team to be
on. Okay. Okay.
But Twitter is not biased. And so from that perspective, from the way their algorithm is built, and now they're moving to an algorithm, but you can search all tweets. But I'll tell you what I hear from too many pastors though is, and this is just my bitterness towards pastors coming out, even though it's a podcast for pastors, is they get on social media and they're like, this is all dumb. You know, like, why are they all talking about this? And here's the reality is that's the best place to listen because that's the best way to get a pulse. And it might sound dumb to you that they care about these things, but that will help you understand these are the things they care about. And it might be things that are shallow or it might be things that you don't care about. And a lot of times that's going to be why you're disconnected from your community. And I think it's even more reason why you need to spend time. I think Twitter search.twitter.com is one of the most powerful sermon prep tools that a pastor can have, is getting in there and searching your city and what people are saying. I think a pastor should spend 15 to 30 minutes a week just search.twitter.com and searching their community. And don't search your friends. Don't read, you know, like search your community and see what they're talking about. And likely it's about sports or it's about, you know, various things it's unlikely for it to be spiritual in nature, but it's a great opportunity to kind of have a pulse with what they're talking about, what they're thinking about.
Have you, have you checked out or seen any of the Snapchat spectacles stuff?
I've seen articles about it. I haven't seen them though. Have you seen some actual?
I haven't yet, but I've heard really good, I've heard really good reviews, which I was a little bit, and then there was a rumor that Apple might be getting into the field. Like there was something that they might be getting into glasses, which was
interesting,
super interesting. But any other trends that you've seen in the last, like a couple weeks?
I mean, a few things, and some of the stuff we've talked about quite a bit, but Facebook Live just continues to dominate. We saw it all over the election. I mean, all over the election, Facebook Live streams going on. Facebook is now, though, I'm seeing a lot of commercials on TV for Facebook Live.
I know.
How important it is to Facebook that this is a big part of their future. Read an article that they're probably launching a TV app in 2017, likely primarily integrating Facebook Live. So I think it's going to be a bigger and bigger deal. Instagram has expanded their stories with Boomerang and some interesting features within Instagram stories. So I did a poll, Jay, this weekend, just out of curiosity. I polled every single one of my social networks. And so on Facebook, I said, outside of Facebook, what's your favorite social network? On Instagram, same thing. Outside of Instagram, on Twitter, what's your favorite social network? So it was almost predominantly Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram between the whole. So on Facebook, it was about 50-50 Twitter and Instagram, primarily female on Instagram, primarily male to Twitter. On Twitter, it was primarily Instagram or Facebook. And then on Instagram, I got very little response. It's just the way Instagram works, but I would say a mix of Snapchat, Instagram, or Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. But interesting. And I got zero responses on LinkedIn, which kind of speaks to LinkedIn. And that's my, you know, engagement or my typical response on LinkedIn. So anyways, I thought it was interesting. I think though Instagram is, if there's a place that I'm going to really continue to invest in as a church. I mean, Facebook I think is a sweet spot, but I think Instagram is continuing to get a lot of eyeballs and attention. And Snapchat's not slowing down, but Instagram stories specifically has my attention. And the way you can tag people now too within Instagram stories is interesting.
And you've seen still like you haven't had necessarily a loss of growth on the Instagram stories. It stayed pretty consistent for you, or?
you know, initially I had a big, you know, spike, but I would say it's leveled out. You know, I probably, so just to give specific numbers, I probably get about 200 to 300 views on every Instagram story post. On Snapchat, I get about 60 to 80. So just comparing the two. So I would say it's worth the time, but what's happened is now more and more people are doing Instagram stories. There's kind of more competition to the.
So there is, and you know this drive because you've been there. There's a drive from SFO Airport into the heart of San Francisco, and I always consider it for my limited travels, but I consider it as prime real estate for new things.
Yeah,
for ad, like there's a couple of billboards
part of San Francisco. There's billboards.
And they're like they're so funny, and it's a beautiful drive. It's a really nice drive into the city, but. Anyways, the drive in, there are both ways. There is a huge ad for Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there's it goes 1, 2, 3. And so it's like when the live starts, and then the last far right is like the live feed, and it's really compelling. And I thought, I was like, really, like, wow, like they're going next level. And you can see it with all the, like, I followed a couple election things that, you know, were very like, all about Facebook Live, and they did like post recaps, but there's a lot of stuff still rolling. And I want to really transition to kind of end this. Like, I'm curious, for everybody's listening, what are some things we heard interviews? What are some other topics? I'm actually super curious. What do you guys think about our name? Like, you know, just thinking about our name, like, I know we're trying to think big picture, a lot of dreaming. And so if everything was on the table with how we're doing things, what are some stuff that you'd want us to change? So use the hashtag SMC podcast. And also don't forget to check out tvapp.church. We just launched a couple weeks ago, Roku. So we've been rolling that out. So your church can get on entry level for only $75. So thanks so much for listening. Any closing words, Niels?
Nope. Go kick tail on social media.
Okay. See you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the host, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the host. Thanks again for listening.